it's Yasmin. This season of Me and My Muslim Friends has been very different behind the scenes. Maybe you can't hear it. It's not a bad thing if you can't. But our production team is bigger than before. And we're growing our community thanks to our partnership with North Carolina Public Radio. If you're listening to my voice right now, well, that community includes you. So thank you, too. I can hardly believe we're halfway through the social justice season of the show. I hope you've had a chance to listen to our episodes on whiteness and the U.S. Census.
Especially in the South, there seems to be like the race is like, it's like a white-black dichotomy, right? Like, it's just how it is. And I'm just like, oh, well, I know I'm not black. I know I'm not white. I don't really know what I am, but I do know that I'm different.
And our two-parter on what it's like to be a trailblazing Muslim woman in politics.
I truly believe that there is no movement, right? There's not a better world without Muslim women, right? Like Muslim women who are caregivers, they're protectors of our families and communities, they're protectors of our history, right? They're visionaries, they're actively building this pipeline of like the next generation.
It's a really good time to catch up if you've missed any of those episodes. And up next this season, we'll be getting into even more personal and difficult topics related to social justice. And to me, some of the most meaningful. We'll be diving back into the topic of how racism affects Black Muslims and what has and hasn't changed for that community following the murder of George Floyd and increased attention to Black Lives Matter.
It wasn't until, you know, a few years ago that the conversation has taken a little bit of a paradigm shift towards understanding that there is and can be racism in the Muslim community and beyond. And what does it mean to not just speak the words, but tie it into the actions? You know, how do we bridge that gap and make sure that what we read is something that we can apply when talking about social wellness, when talking about diversity and unity?
We'll also invite some Palestinian voices to the show to discuss a long-standing wish for peace.
I realized that the only thing that I have with Palestine that I can pass down to my kids and future generations is the culture itself. I can never live in Palestine. Right. I can never hold an identification card that says I'm Palestinian. So I put all my focus and energy in learning and preserving Palestinian cuisine, Palestinian music, Palestinian folk dance. And my biggest devotion right now is Palestinian embroidery called tatriz.
I'm learning, when you take a closer look, these issues of social justice are more interconnected than you might think. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss our next episodes. I'm Yasmin Bendas. Whether or not you have a Muslim friend, you'll find one here.